Introduction. The dorsomedial default mode network, a subsystem of the broader default mode network, has long been associated with self-referential thinking, such as introspection about one's own mental states or autobiographical memory retrieval. However, recent neuroscience research reveals that its role extends far beyond these inwardly focused processes, engaging in diverse cognitive functions that bridge internal mentation with external demands and social contexts. Anchored primarily in the dorsomedial prefrontal cortex, this network collaborates with regions like the temporoparietal junction, lateral temporal cortex, and temporal pole, contributing to complex mental operations that shape human cognition and behavior in multifaceted ways. The default mode network. The default mode network, DMN, has long been associated with mind wandering, daydreaming, and recalling memories. This network, consisting of interconnected brain regions such as the medial prefrontal cortex, posterior cingulate cortex, angular gyrus, and hippocampus, becomes active when we are not focused on external tasks. However, recent research suggests the DMN's functions extend far beyond simple mental meanderings, playing a critical role in creativity, empathy, and envisioning future scenarios. Social cognition and theory of mind. One of the most compelling expansions of the dorsomedial DMN's role lies in its involvement in social cognition. Far from being limited to pondering the self, this network activates when individuals infer the mental states of others, a process known as the theory of mind. Studies demonstrate that the DMPFC subsystem facilitates understanding others' beliefs, intentions, and emotions, enabling humans to navigate intricate social landscapes. For instance, Mars et al., 2012, highlight how the dorsomedial DMN supports social reasoning, allowing individuals to predict others' actions based on perceived mental states. This capacity is not merely an extension of self-referential thought, but a distinct function that requires integrating external cues with internal behavior models, showcasing the network's adaptability to interpersonal contexts. The dorsomedial DMN's involvement in social cognition is critical for maintaining effective relationships and adapting to dynamic social environments. Moral decision making. Beyond social inference, the dorsomedial DMN plays a pivotal role in moral decision making, a process that demands weighing abstract principles against situational variables. The dorsomedial PFC's engagement in moral reasoning involves evaluating right and wrong, often in hypothetical or real-world dilemmas. This function transcends self-focused reflection by necessitating consideration of others' perspectives and societal norms, suggesting that the network acts as a hub for integrating personal values with broader ethical frameworks. Green et al., 2001, found that the dorsomedial PFC is particularly active when individuals deliberate over complex moral problems, such as those requiring a balance between deontological and utilitarian perspectives. Such findings challenge the traditional view of the DMN as a task-negative system disengaged during goal-directed activities, instead positioning it as an active participant in higher-order cognition. Conceptual processing and semantic control. The dorsomedial DMN also contributes to conceptual processing and semantic control, domains that extend its influence into abstract thought. Research by Binder et al., 2009, indicates that this network supports the comprehension and manipulation of conceptual knowledge, such as understanding complex ideas or narratives. This capacity is evident in tasks requiring semantic integration, where individuals must synthesize disparate pieces of information into coherent wholes, which often occurs during planning or problem-solving. Lambon-Ralph et al., 2017, further argue that the DMPFC subsystem aids in controlling semantic retrieval, directing attention to relevant concepts while suppressing irrelevant ones. This function underscores the network's flexibility as it shifts from internal reflection to externally oriented cognitive demands. Tapping into imagination. A 2019 study highlighted that creative professionals appear to utilize a specific part of the DMN, the dorsomedial subsystem, to a greater extent than others when engaging in distal imagination, envisioning scenarios far removed from their current reality. This suggests that individuals skilled in creative fields can more readily access and utilize this network to imagine distant futures, different perspectives, and hypothetical situations. The study, led by Megan Meyer, involved experiments where participants were asked to imagine various scenarios, such as the world in 500 years or life as an angry dictator. Creative professionals demonstrated a greater ability to picture these scenarios vividly, and fMRI scans revealed that they uniquely engaged the dorsomedial DMN when imagining events further into the future. This network was even active in creative individuals at rest, implying a constant readiness for imaginative thought. Visuospatial planning and goal-directed cognition. Another intriguing dimension of the dorsomedial DMN's role emerges in visuospatial planning, challenging the notion that it remains dormant during attention-demanding tasks. Evidence from a study using the Tower of London task, a visuospatial planning paradigm, reveals heightened connectivity between the DMPFC in regions like the precuneus and posterior cingulate cortex during high-demand conditions. This connectivity correlates with faster reaction times, suggesting that the dorsomedial DMN actively supports goal-directed behavior by integrating spatial and memory-based information. Such findings align with the Global Workspace Framework, which posits that the DMN facilitates the synthesis of information across brain networks for conscious processing. This role in dynamic reconfiguration highlights the network's contribution to adaptive cognition far beyond passive introspection. Implications and future directions. Understanding how creative individuals tap into this network may lead to training programs that enhance imagination and creative problem-solving. Moreover, the DMN's role in empathy suggests that strengthening this network could improve our ability to connect with others and consider the impact of our actions on future generations. Future research should explore the malleability of the DMN and whether specific activities, such as artistic practices or mindfulness meditation, can enhance its functionality. By further unraveling the complexities of the DMN, we can gain a deeper understanding of human cognition and unlock new ways to foster creativity, empathy, and well-being. Key takeaways. The dorsomedial DMN extends beyond self-referential thought. While traditionally associated with introspection and autobiographical memory, recent research highlights its role in broader cognitive functions, including social cognition, moral reasoning, and conceptual processing. Social cognition and moral reasoning are central functions. Far from being limited to pondering the self, this network activates when individuals infer the mental states of others, a process known as the theory of mind. And evaluating moral dilemmas, integrating personal values with societal norms. The network contributes to complex, goal-directed cognition. Contrary to the notion of the DMN as a task-negative system, evidence suggests its involvement in visuospatial planning, future-oriented thinking, and problem-solving. Emotional regulation and narrative comprehension rely on the DMDMN. This network is integral in modulating emotions, processing social narratives, and creating a shared neural representation of collective experiences. Clinical disruptions in the dorsomedial DMN impact multiple psychological domains. Abnormal connectivity in this network is linked to conditions such as depression and schizophrenia, affecting social cognition, moral judgment, and self-referential processing.